Hello, this is Tony Arthur at the BBC in London with the best of British folk music in Folkweave. If you need a folk festival to get off to a good start, first book Vin Garbutt. With his many musical talents and his amazing sense of humour, he's a surefire success. He comes from Teesside in the northeast of England, which sometimes seems to have a language all of its own. We recorded Vin at the Cambridge Folk Festival in front of an enthusiastic crowd.
I don't know what you're clapping for. Eh? You can do one after. Right. I want to start off with the one I always start off with. It's a good one. It's called The Man of the Earth, written by Bernie Parry about pensioners. If anybody's feeling a little bit old and you're looking forward to retirement, you'll find it's not the bundle of joy you were looking forward to. Man of the Earth.
I'm man of the earth, man of the soil, in its lonely lot, empty labours and toils. He's not much to do since he turned 65, so he's tucked over his garden to keep him alive. It's his only joy and his pride. Every day as I go through the old shanty town, where the sheds and the lodgements all stand, I see the old man of the land, where the rake on his spade in the sand. And he's there in all the weather, in sunshine and the rain. I hesitate as I go past. Is he happy or sad with his task and go? I haven't the time for to ask. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, in this lonely lot, empty labours and toils. He's not much to do since he's 65, so he's stuck to his garden to keep him alive. It's his only joy and his pride. The years in the iron works broke his will, and his back and his shoulders are round. There was no other work in the town, so they had him both fettered and bound. And then all of a sudden he turned 65, and the bosses said, thank you my man. And stuck a gold watch in his hand, as behind him the door quickly slammed. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, in his lonely empty labours and toils. He's not much to do since he's 65, so he's tucked to his garden to keep him alive. It's his only joy and his pride. Every Saturday evening he's down at the club, and he stands with his mates at the bar, slowly sipping a solitary GR. Oh, a pension won't go very far, so he sells a few things to his neighbours and friends, a few of the things that he grows. But he has to watch out how he goes, and oh, the stuff on his pension he knows. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, in his lonely lot, empty labours and toils. He's not much to do since he's 65, so he's stuck to his garden to keep him alive. It's his only joy and his pride. as I go through the old shanty town, where the sheds and the allotments all stand. I see the old man of the land, where the breakers fade in his sand. But I cannot linger, I must be gone, 'cause I work in the ironworks too. I started there 5 years ago, only 45 more years to go. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, and it's a lonely lot, and he labors and toils. He's not much to do since he turned 65, so he's took to his garden to keep him alive. It's his only joy and his pride.
Yeah, always goes down well, that one. I've had a request saying it's not often. The last four times I've done Cambridge, nobody's ever asked me to do this song. So I'm going to do it tonight, because there was a fella asked me to do it this year. It was last year he asked me, but he said do it next year. It's a song called Johnny Dunlay, which some of you might know. You can join in with it. It goes back to the times of the red coats. Eh? Capital of... You are? You little? Oh. Well, I'd have brought it, but I got it shaved earlier on, and it's you know, it's not up to scratch. Anyway, this Johnny Dunlay fella, he lived around about the time of the red coats, when they were causing a lot of bother in the hillsides, especially in Ireland and Scotland. And he didn't like this red coats, this lad. And his true love knew that he didn't like red coats. So she could tell he was a bit upset one day, and she asked him if he was upset. In fact, she said to him, "Are you upset?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "I am, as a matter of fact." And she said, "Well, what's the matter?" He said, it's the bloody red coats." He said, "I'm sick." He said, "I've had enough." He said, "I am." He said, "You know." He said, "You know how I used to." He said, "He said, oh." He said, "Hey, oh no." She said, "I know." She said, "I know." She said, "I know." She said, "I know." So he said, "Well, look at." He said, "I'm going to get them." She said, "You're going to get what?" He said, "The red coats." So he said, "Well, I'm going." He said, "I'm going to get them." He said, "It's no good." So he set off looking for the red coats, and he met this wise old man, who he knew just about everything. And he said to the wise old man, he said, "Are you the wise old man or what?" And he said, "I am, yeah." He said, "I am, as a matter of fact, yeah." He said, "Well," he said, "have you seen the red coats?" He said, "Do I?" He said, "Have you seen the red coats?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I have, matter of fact," he said, "I have, yeah." He said, "They're over in that forest, over there." He said it in sort of medieval English, like, he said, "Over in yon forest," he said. And he said, thanks. And he went into this forest, and after about 20 minutes, he came back, like, you know, he couldn't find them. And he said, "They're not there." He said, "Ah," he said, not that forest." He said, "The other one, that one there." She had gone in the wrong one. So he went looking for them again. And he wasn't in there long when through the trees he espied the red coats. There was about 30 of them, you know, and that's a lot of red coats, about 30 red coats. And then he proceeded to charge these red coats, and within 2 minutes, with his sword drawn, you know, he charged at the top of his voice, you know, his blood curdling. In fact, he noticed it curdling, you know. And he cut these red coats to pieces. He was, you know, he was just too fast for him, no resistance at all. Cut them to pieces. Anyway, he was feeling really proud of himself, as you would, when the owners of these coats came back. See? Now, to cut a long story short, they shot him. And this is the ballad that he managed to scribble in blood on the side of a squirrel. It's what yours were. If you want to join in, just sing my Johnny Dunlay. All right then, all together. Here's your bit. My Johnny Dunlay, Everybody got it? All together now, don't be sissies. Oh, well, if you sing it in your own language, if you're English. My Gianni, don't lay. There's a tree in the green wood I love best of all. Stands by the side of all these small stones that fall. And by its wild sunset shone bright far away, I met for the last time my Gianni Donnelly. He stood by my side and the look smile he wore still brightens me heart, no heart will be nevermore. T'was to have but one farewell, then fade to the fray. T'was a farewell forever, my Gianni Donnelly. For the red Saxon soldiers lay hid in the dell, and burst on our meeting with a loud savage yell. But in their leader's red life and blood I saw on that day, when it stained the good sword of my Gianni Donnelly. Curse on the traitor, my curse on the bull that laid my true love by his morn's haunted fall. As the blood from his young heart ebbed quickly away, he died in my arms there. My Gianni Donnelly. There's a tree in the green wood I love best of all. It stands by the side of East Moor's haunted thorn. And by its mild sunset shone bright far away, I met for the last time my Gianni Donnelly.
Back to the jam.
Anyway, this is another Fare Thee Well song, but you can join in with it, you know, it's a piece of cake. It's a song called Park in Rain. Anyway, there's always two or three like this one. This Park in Rain, he lived in Upper Teesdale, that's just up the hills from Middlesbrough, in the middle of last century. And anyway, when he died, he used to play the fiddle for all these barn dancers and ceilidhs, and everybody thought he was great. But when he died, there was a lot of upset, particularly in the village hall, you see, because he was playing at the time, and they had to stop dancing. Anyway, there was a fella there with a trombone, and he got up, and he played for the dancers, like, and they had a really good night. Anyway, there was a local poet on hand, so he realised it was Park in Rain, and he put pen to paper and he complained to the council. Anyway, they shifted his body and one of the dustbin men wrote this song. It's called Park in Rain, the fiddler of Teesdale. And if you'd like to join in, he's gone, and we'll never on merry nights see him again. But the people of Teesdale will ever remember brave old Parking Rain. Have you got it? It's a piece of cake, this. If you start singing this, you'll feel great. Capital of what?
Time to do a punk rock.
The capital of Bolivia. I often get that question. Does anybody know the capital of Bolivia for the gentleman? No, anything like that. If you have any general knowledge questions, I can pay. We'll find out. Bogota, is it? God, no.
Eh?
Punk rock? No, I was going to be a punk rocker, but somebody, I had one of them chains through my lip, you know. And I can't play a trombone. It's ruined it. Right, this is it then. He's gone, and we'll never on merry nights see him again. But the people of Teesdale will ever remember brave old Parking Rain.
He's gone, and we'll never on merry nights see him again. But the people of Teesdale will ever remember brave old Parking Rain.
He's gone, and we'll never on merry nights see him again. But the people of Teesdale will ever remember brave old Parking Rain. If you can't remember it all the way, it's Sissing Rain or something on anywhere you like. In fact, if you go around, he's gone. You know, pass it around one word at a time. It's easy. He's gone. You know, we'll finish it up. Perfect.
He's gone, and we'll never on merry nights sing him again. Of Teesdale, oh, long on the fiddle to play. Oh, go on to concerts and parties where music and dancing holds sway. Hey, your music is the sweet and your play is yours with many's a fine melting strain. But the best of your core is now taken from us, our fiddle brave old Parking Rain. He's gone, and we'll never on merry nights sing him again. With pleasure, his tones were so mellow and sweet, and though praised by the Dale's men around him, he ne'er was conceited or vain. A plain, unassuming good fellow was brave old Parking Rain. But he's gone, and we'll never on merry nights sing him again. But the people of Teesdale will never remember brave old Parking. Farmers had finished their harvest day off for all back in would send. They'd call all the workers together and a musical evening to spend. And many's the stout county dams all on, many's the hard and its wain. Kept up the enjoyment till morning, said the music of old Park in rain. Hail gone and gone on will never, on merry nights sing him again. But the people of Teesdale will ever remember brave old Park in rain. I stay in Moran Bruff, they well knew him. He did at their holy night play. It's long since the holy was lighted. The custom is now done away. His fiddling is humming a rover. Gone from this drear world of pain. But the people of Teesdale will ever remember brave old Park in rain. He's gone, he's gone, and will never on Monday night sing him again. But the people of Teesdale will ever remember brave old Park in rain. He's gone and will never on merry nights sing him again. But the people of Teesdale will ever remember brave old Park in rain.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my favourite here. I used to get sick of this one, but it's not so bad now. Oh, there's a lot of Swiss people that know this one, because I used to do a lot of mountain climbing. If those that know me will know that. I used to do lots of mountain climbing, and on one of my first sort of climbing expeditions to the Netherlands, I came across a tribe of Shoshone Indians who had been shipwrecked off the east coast of Africa, where they'd intermarried with a tribe of pygmies. From there, they'd moved on to Spain. Now, that took about 200 years, because they only got short legs, as you know. Now, they joined the Spanish Armada. They came to attack England, but got shipwrecked off the coast of Ireland, where they intermarried with various Irish people. And from there, they moved on to Holland, because the chief was a bit scared of heights. And he moved to Holland, and they made a living teaching the Swiss how to knock apples off people's heads. And the tune, which you will recognise, is the ballad of Tonto Gonzalez Wagga Wagga Maguire. Right.
Thank you.
Garbutt in concert at the Cambridge Folk Festival. And that's all from this edition of Folk Weave. Hope you'll join us soon. Till then, goodbye from me, Tony Arthur, at the BBC in London.